In news and notes this week, fans of tennis around the country woke up to some somber news when the band sent out a Facebook blast that their fall tour with the vaccines has been canceled, apparently due to health problems with one of the members of the vaccines. And despite wishing to go out on a tour of their own, they don't seem to have the time to put it together now. Elena did write, though, that they're hopeful they'll get out in early December. Gabrielle Louise, whose album Mirror the Branches reemerged on the charts in the top 10 this month, had sad news to relate as well. Her father, Paul Sadler III, passed away this past week at the age of 61, leaving behind, as Gabrielle writes, 6 children and a lifetime of music. We wish her and her family well as they deal with that loss. Boulder's Rose Hill Drive is well known for doing some amazing tributes of acts like Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, playing albums in their entirety. Well, coming up this Halloween, they're back at it again, this time performing The Who's Who's Next in its entirety at the Fillmore in Denver, along with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, who will be playing the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers. On the sales front this week, Snake Rattle Rattlesnake, Sin Eater is the top-selling disc, landing in the top 5 at 2 of the region's independent record retailers, while Rose Hill Drive's Americana retains their hot success at albums on the Hill and Boulder and Rocky Mountain Low. A wonderful collection of old Colorado punk and garage recordings lands in the top 10 at the legendary Wax Trax on Capitol Hill in Denver.